This is one of the key nuclear sites of Iran, Fordow Fuel Enrichment Plant, which is now only used for nuclear research purposes. It is located some 30 kilometers north of the central city of Qom. After the 2015 nuclear deal, Iran slowed down its nuclear activities in major sites, including at Fordow. Now, after the U.S. unilateral pullout from the agreement over a month ago, Iran is preparing its options to any possible scenario. On Monday, Iran's intelligence minister Mahmoud Alavi paid a visit to Fordow and Natanz nuclear sites. There, he warned that Iran can quickly resume its pre-nuclear deal civilian activities if the deal unravels.
The nuclear deal is hanging by thread. According to what I saw today at the nuclear facilities, if the deal ends, Iran can resume its nuclear program in a very short time.
This visit follows an order by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, tasking the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran with setting the stage for the production of 190,000 separative work units of enriched uranium, an amount needed for the country to fuel nuclear power plants it needs to provide for national electricity demand.
The leader's order boosted the morale of the Iranian nuclear experts. And today, during my visit, I figured that Iran scientists are able to produce even more than 190,000 SWUs of enriched uranium.
After the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal on May 8th, Iran has been in talks with the European parties to the agreement to keep it alive. Tehran says it needs guarantees from the EU that Iran will benefit from the multilateral accord if it stays in. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says the bloc is yet to offer reliable guarantees.
The Europeans are trying to preserve the JCPOA because they are benefiting from it. But we should wait and see if they can convince us that the deal can benefit Iran as well.
Under the nuclear deal, Iran limited its nuclear energy program. In return, it got a number of benefits, including the lifting of nuclear-related sanctions imposed against the country.
Following the U.S. withdrawal from the JCPOA, the fate of the nuclear deal is now hanging in balance. Iran says it is fully prepared to revive this advanced nuclear facility called Fordow and resume uranium enrichment at the pre-nuclear deal levels. For now, Tehran is restarting work at Natanz and Fordow nuclear facilities within the framework of the nuclear deal. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, in front of Fordow nuclear facility.